Sorry. I realized afterwards, someone pointed something out, I realized I was not sufficiently clear about the following point. We were discussing the din of tefillah on Tisha B'av Shechalias B'Shabbos, and whether, according to the opinion of the Ramah, that Tashmish is Aser on Leil Tisha B'av Shechalias B'Shabbos, would you still be mad to tefillah for Shar Kirba? So I mentioned, but I didn't think I sufficiently stressed, that B'chlal that's Machlokes Achronim as to whether for Leil Tefillah Tashmish is Mutar on Leil Tisha B'Av, and the Mishmur Paskin's Lekula, based on Magen Avraham. So that whole discussion was, theoretically, even if you were to be Matmir on the issue of Tashmish for Leil Tisha B'Av, would there still be grounds to be Maker for Tefillah for Shar Kirba? But L'maisa, the generally accepted practice is to be Makel on the first question. The second question isn't really relevant to that context. It's so relevant in the context of an Avel finishing Shiva. The other thing, yeah?
Can you get a little more context on what
you said? Well, the context wasn't last year. I'm just clarifying that one point. But we can talk about it after it's wrong. Clarification number two is the Ramah said in Kuf Sadi Zayin Beis that where there's no minhag to the contrary, there's no need to be machmir for a delayed tefillah on Leil Shabbos. That's our generally accepted practice. As we know, the machlokas, the shach and the taz about the extent of the Trumas Hadeshen, but generally speaking, we are makel on tefillah on Leil Shabbos under most circumstances. The Siddur Tara just points out in Sif Katandala that according to the Ramah's formulation, that there's no need to be machmir absent a minhag to the contrary, is even in a situation where a woman was poshas, that she deliberately delayed going to the mikvah till Leil Shabbos. Even in that situation, the Ramah would say that absent a contrary minhag, you could be makel. And the Siddur Tara just points out himself that given that the Taz is machmir on these issues, maybe it's appropriate to be machmir lichachila, not to allow a woman to go to the mikvah Friday night if she was in this lashon v'mered u'b'mal b'lishum ta. That if the reason she delayed going to the mikvah was out of rebellion without any legitimate reason, and even then the Siddur Tara says Danish mashos, you could be makel. Okay. Yeah.
Why are we makel?
On what?
That even if not.
We're makel because fundamentally there's still a mitzvah on a mitzvah purvu, and that's enough to obviate whatever concerns are raised by the lady we've shown him that maybe we should be worried about. Okay. Yeah?
So I think that's not just going to mean Friday afternoon, like at a time that's proper to make public before...
Banish Rosh is after Shkia, before Tzeis. All right, so we'll talk about that in the general context of Leil Shabbos in a few moments. So I'm going to discuss, now that we've established that our common practice under most circumstances is to allow tefillah on Leil Shabbos, so I'm going to discuss, can you even be tovel b'chamin? Meaning, we explained last time that as far as the Yekar HaDin is concerned, tefillah b'tzonein is not a problem at all. And the Gemara in Beis tells us you don't have to worry about Tikkun Gavra because of Nira Kamekar. But what about Tevila B'chamin? Is that not a violation of the Xeris Mirchatos, the Din de Rabbana, the Xer de Rabbana, that you're not allowed to be Rochets Kol Gufo B'chamin even if the water was heated up before Shabbos? That's Xer de Rabbana, Xeris Mirchatos. So does that apply to Tevila on Friday night? So the Pesachei Tshuva in Sifkat and Beis makes reference to a tshuva of the Chacham Tzvi. The tshuva of Chacham Tzvi is in Simen Yud Aleph. Chacham Tzvi writes that when it comes to a Friday night tefillah, a woman should be toveles in cold water because of a concern of the Xeras Mirchatzos, or she could be toveles Dein Hashmashos because Xeras Derabanan do not apply Dein Hashmashos the Tzarat Mitzvah. So, if a woman is not interested in being tavelas b'tzonein, then she can go to the mikvah bein hashmashos on Friday night, and then we're not concerned about the gzeiras mirchatzos. Okay, that is the suggestion of the Chacham Tzvi. Pesachei Tshuva also makes reference to Nod Bihuda, without quoting the entirety of it, the Nod Yehuda is in Tinyana, Orachayim Simen Kaf Dalid. Tinyana Orachayim Simen Kaf Dalid. The Nod Yehuda is Mitzayin, a Korban Nesamel in Meseches Shabbos. Korban Nesamel, Meseches Shabbos in the second parak. Simin Kaf Beis Os Kuf. Korban Nesamel, Shabbos Parak Beis. Simin Kaf Beis Os Kuf. So he writes over there, with that explanation, that Zeirat Merchatzos does not apply to Tevila B'mikvah. Okay, so it's a standalone line in the Korban Nesamel without any Hesber. Zeirat Merchatzos does not apply to Tevila B'mikvah. Why should that be? So the Nod Yehuda has a couple of suggestions. Again, the Korban Nesamel doesn't explain. He just has a line that Zeirat Merchatzos doesn't apply to Tevila B'mikvah. So the Nod Yehuda suggests maybe he's assuming that the only Zeirat Merchatzos only applies to Rechisa. Why? We're concerned that you're going to heat up the water on Shabbos. But Tevila, you do at the beginning of Shabbos anyway. You do it as soon as you can. First thing Friday night. Because you don't want to be marked with Chafifa min Tevila, so you go to the mikveh as soon as possible. So we're not concerned that you're going to heat up the water on Shabbos, because the water is already heated up before Shabbos. Maybe that's why you wouldn't be concerned about Xeris Merchatzos for Tevila de Mikvah. And then he says along similar lines, Rashi writes, and that's again Lamites and Shabbos, Lamites of the Beis Dibur Maskel B'Kli. Why is there a Xeris Merchatzos? Because we're concerned that the casual observer might think that you heated up the water on Shabbos. And that's not a, right, not that we're concerned you may heat up the water, but Xeris Haroin, that people may think that you heat up the water on Shabbos. And that's not a concern by Tevila, because that would be a Shuvin problem. So obviously you didn't heat up the water on Shabbos and pour it in the mikvah, because that could possibly mikvah. Even though in many situations it wouldn't possibly mikvah, but that's how he presents it, yeah.
And how do you ever heat up the water and avoid Shuvin?
So if the mikvah is mikvah chera, it's not such a Shuvin problem, but we're not learning mikvahs now.
No, but that, and I mean technically, I'm saying, yeah. Meaning inherently, if there's no chash that someone's going to think that the warm water was heated up on Shabbos because that water heating
but
up.
But usually you wouldn't just heat up water and pour it in the mikvah, even though you may, in maybe situations in which that wouldn't pose a problem with Shuvin. But that's, yeah.
Or like medical or total Shabbos movement.
So that reason, the Nod Yehuda is addressing Tevilas Nashim. So that reason wouldn't necessarily apply there. No, Korban Asano, I don't think it's clear. I think so. That's a separate discussion, which is not really our opinion about the justification of Tevila, the mikvah for men, Shabbos morning, Tevilas Keri, or the like. So there's a whole literature about that. Mishnah Brura is nota lehachmir. Rav Sternbach has in the tshuva that he has reliable testimony that even though the Chavetz Chaim wrote lehachmir to Mishnah Brura, but the Chavetz Chaim's personal practice was to go to the mikveh in private, so no one would know, which is how you do about it. This is in whatever temperature it is, not heating it up on Shabbos, but whatever the temperature is. On Shabbos.
Even if it's warm water.
Potentially. But that's not our topic now. So that's another suggestion to explain the Korban Nesamel. Maybe it never applied to Tevilas Nashim because it's going to be first thing Shabbos Friday night. So not worried they're going to heat up the water. Nevertheless, you know, the Yehuda says that without any Rayim Mechrakas, given that there is no Rayim Mechrakas on the issue, you should avoid being Tovel Bechamin on Shabbos. So another Yehuda writes that his instructions in Prague was that they should not heat up the water within 2 hours of Shabbos. so that the water would, the temperature would go down, and it would be poshrim, lukewarm. And lukewarm water would not run to the Xeras Mircha cells. What is lukewarm water? The Yoruch HaShulchan writes in Orachayim Simen Shin Kavav Se'if Gimel, Shin Kavav Se'if Gimel, not really clear what lukewarm water is, what's poshrim, so he says maybe whatever people generally refer to as hot, so it's something that's cooler than that. So you have to figure out what you refer to as hot, and anything cooler than what you refer to as hot would be poshrim. Minchas Yitzchak at the Tshuva, Chelek Dalid, Simen Mem Dalid Os Kavav, Chelek Dalid, Simen Mem Dalid Os Kavav, quoting some earlier Achronim, that poshrim means the temperature of a person's spit, which is essentially body temperature. That would be poshrim. Avi.
Yeah, so that line that says Mishnah Berurah, can you just clarify what that was? I just missed it, I'm sorry.
So the Mishnah Berurah
himself had said something.
That was a totally tangential comment. Not for the record.
Okay.
Another suggestion, Achronim, a tentative suggestion that the Abnezer has in Orachayim, Simen Tav Kuf Kavav Os Aleph, Simen Tav Kuf Kavav Os Aleph, that maybe the Xeris Merchasos doesn't apply if you just go into the water and come right out. Xeris Merchasos is if you wash yourself, if you bathe yourself. But if you just jump in and jump out, then maybe the Xeris Merchasos doesn't apply. The Abnezer. Yeah.
Isn't that just
a
similar
talk
to Karmel Sanal about bathing versus...
Karmel Sanal doesn't explain anything. So that could be an explanation.
Right.
Okay. Nevertheless, the Siddur Tara points out here in Se'if Katan Tezayin that in his time and place, common practice was to go to the mikveh Friday night b'chanin, because it's extremely uncomfortable to go in freezing cold water, and that's mitzvah, and sometimes we're matir zeiris rabbanan b'makom tzar. So the practice was that women would go to the mikvah, the chamin. Darkei tshuva in Se'if Katan Zayin, Kos in the Binyan Tzion Shuvas Simen Ayin Vav, Binyan Tzion Ayin Vav, that apparently this was the practice there in Germany as well. And he writes that you should not be ma'arer on this practice because it's been around for generations to go to the mikvah b'chamin on Friday night. Revolter as well, Shevet Levi Chelek Hei Simen Mem Dalid, Shevet Levi Chelek Hei Simen Mem Dalid, writes that there's definitely what to rely on to be mako for Tevila b'chamin on Friday night. And my sense is that that is the generally accepted practice. I don't know about every community, but I think my sense is that that is generally the practice to not turn off the thermostat before Shabbos. In Breuer's, there's a double standard. Where the official position of the Kehillah is that if you're a member of the Kehillah, so then you can go to the mikveh Friday night about 20-25 minutes after Shkia, which they hold is Ben Hashmashos. But if you're not a member of the Kehillah, then you have to wait till Nacht. That was the Minhag in Frankfurt. The Minhag in Frankfurt, as the Siddur Tara reports in Sif Katan Tes, was that they would go to the mikveh Friday night Ben Hashmashos. And in Frankfurt, they're all from Frankfurt, so there was no double standard. But in Washington tonight, not everyone's from Frankfurt, so then if you're from Frankfurt, you can go to the mikveh 20 minutes after Shkia, but not if you're from anywhere else. The Siddur Tara quotes there that the Be'er Sheva railed against this practice. Now, the Be'er Sheva's issue is more, Be'er Sheva is in Shuvas, in the standard print of the Be'er Sheva. It's printed on, it's not a number tshuva, it's kind of like an appended tshuva at the end. It's printed on page Kuf Yud Amid Beis to Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. Kuf Yud Amid Beis to Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. The citation of Sidur Torah is wrong. At least, maybe he had a different pagination. But the Be'er Sheva was addressing more the practice in some communities of going to the mikvah mibod yom on Friday, which we'll talk about tefillah mibod yom as we move on. So that was the way he presents it, is that some communities, as Shaul said, some communities have the practice of going to the mikvah mibod yom or ben hashmashos, but his primary opposition is to mibod yom. Because they're worried, they don't want to come into any chashash malacha if you go Friday night. Maril's concerns of Shema Yiskot or Hatzah. So they wanted to avoid those problems, so they went to the mikvah mibod yom on Friday afternoon. So that, as we'll see soon, is highly questionable. So that's what the Be'er Sheva strongly critiques. His critique isn't directed necessarily against going to the mikvah bein hashmashos. But anyway, that is the that apparently was the practice in Frankfurt, and it still is. Rabbi Willig in Riverdale allows and recommends their women to go to the mikvah Friday night 20-25 minutes after Shkia, because Mikir Adin, that's really already Seis, even though we're Machmir for later Seis for most things, but since Mikir Adin, it's already Seis, so on some level. So your Marviyak of having Mi'ikra Din already says, plus, anyway, Tefillah ben Hashmashos, there could be grounds to allow B'chlal, as we'll see. And you have the added consideration Friday night, Mishum Tznius, that if a woman goes to the mikvah 20 minutes after Shkia, so then she's home before everyone gets out of Shul, as opposed to if you go 50 minutes after Shkia, and then you're coming out of the mikvah as everyone's coming out of Shul, especially if the mikvah is located next to a shul, as is the case in some communities that some of us may live in. Okay. Yeah?
So is the reason that he doesn't do it on Shabbos, is that because of the Gzeirat Balanim, or is that because of...
The reason who doesn't do what on Shabbos?
The reason why they don't go later is that because...
Later? So the combination of factors. Number one, the Chacham Tzvi thinks that it's practical to go Ben Hashmashos. Number two, Mikra Din, we already assume that face, so then you're covered. And then this Tznius consideration goes to the mix also. Now obviously if you have five people going, they can't all go 20 minutes after Shkia, there has to be some staggering, but... Yeah?
So the Breuer's imposed Chumrah and everyone else.
It's not a Breuer's imposed Chumrah. Most mikvahs want to allow you to go to the mikvah that early.
That's the
quota. They have a kula. Well, they call it a kula. They have a kula, but they don't want to share the kula.
What's the reason why they're not allowing? What's the cause?
Because they assume that if you're not from Frankfurt, you have no right to follow Minhag Frankfurt. Minhag Olam is to wait till Nach, till Teis.
Because
we always wait till Teis.
Right. So Willie is saying that.
It's already Teis, so you could be Marviyach everything by going 25 minutes after Shia. So according to Maker, then it's already Teis, and according to some Spanish Mashos, so
you'll
decide
it. That our minhag should be wrong. They're really saying that our minhag really isn't that way.
Well, the standard practice in most communities is you go to the mikvah at Teis, whatever the normal Teis is.
Right. Okay.
Good. The Darkei Tshuva quotes, these are references from Pisgei Tshuva, so the Darkei Tshuva quotes here in Sukkot and Yudalit that some of the practice of not going to the mikvah on Motzai Shabbos. What's that based on? So he said that's an erroneous practice, that's a mistake. But he said that could be based on what the Be'er Hetev writes in Kufsadi Tes, Sukkot and Yudalit. Because of the Masas Binyamin, that some have the practice of not doing a Hefsek Tara on Shabbos in order to avoid a Motzei Shabbos Tevila, because of the concern of being Marchik Tevila from Chafifa, which we'll talk about when we get to Chafifa. But some communities have such a practice. In the Sefer Pisgei Tshuva, is that what it's called? So he quotes, I actually didn't see where the citation was from, it didn't look like it was 21, that he reports that the minhag in Yerushalayim until 30 years ago was not to go to the mikvah on Motzei Shabbos, and apparently there were also some evidence of being afraid of Shedim on Motzei Shabbos. So there seemed to be competing or conflicting reports as to whether there were mazikin problems to be concerned about, or whether maybe it's even better to go Motzei Shabbos because it's a schooler for things. Take a look at whatever he quotes in the Pesach Shiddusa. Okay. Good. Fine. So now we'll move on to the topic of Tevila Bayom. So the Gemara on Samach Zayin and Beis initially quotes a Machlokas on the Rambam. The Gemara says that everyone ends up agreeing to each other. And the Gemara says, Amar Rab Nida Bizmana Eina Tevelas Ela Belaila V'Shalom Bizmana Tevelas Bein Bayom Bein Belaila. So Nida Deraisa, who counts 7 days till the beginning of Riyas Dam, and then she can go to the mikveh that night. So Rav says, if it's Bizmana, it has to be a night, because she's not the Horen till nighttime. But if it's Shalom Bizmana, if she's going to the mikveh late, on day 8, so then she can even go during the daytime. And Rav Yochanan Amar Bein Bizmana Bein Shalom Bizmana Eina Tevelas Ela Belaila. That even if she's going to the mikvah shalom bezman, even if she's going on day 8, then she can only go at night. Mishum sraf bita. We're concerned that she's going to have a daughter. The daughter is going to see her going to the mikvah in the daytime, and she's going to think, ah, tefilas mutaris bayom. She won't realize that the mother's going to the mikvah on day 8, which is fine. And then she's going to run into things that she could always go to the mikvah on bayom, and she'll go to the mikvah when she gets older on day 7, and that would be a big problem. So because of zeris sraf bita, Rabbi Yochanan says that you're not allowed to go to mikvah even shalom bizmana during the day, and then the Gemara says that Rav was closed there and agreed to Rabbi Yochanan. So what does it mean, shalom bizmana? Rashi writes over here, shalom bizmana bishmini. Shalom bizmana, not during the initial time, you can't go during the daytime, that's on day 8. So presumably Rashi doesn't mean day 8 to the exclusion of day 9, at least definitely not Bachreach that way. Most Rishonim write more explicitly that it's any time later. Tosafot writes over here, Dibur Masko Mishum Sraf Bita. Tosafot writes, Asa Litvo Bein Bechas Bein Betes Bayom. You can't go to Mikvah on day 8 in the daytime, you can't go to Mikvah on day 9 in the daytime. Lashon HaRambam, Yisurei Bia, Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin. Nis'achra yamim rabim v'lo tavla. If she's delayed many days and she doesn't go to the mikvah, still lo tipo ela balayla. Rambam, Perek Dalet, Halacha Zayin, Yisurei Bia. Right, so it's not just a bunch of day 8 or day 9, but any time you're not allowed to go to the mikvah during the day because of a concern of srach bita. That's what the Shach just spells out over here also. Lashon HaMechaber is day 8 or day 9. And the Shach says, that's Ladavka, Shach of Katan Zayin. Oh, Yoser. In the Mashmah of the Poskim, the Pashat, who, that it's any time after Shalom Bizmana, it's any time that Shalom Bizmana, whenever that may be. In the Masechta Gemara, you saw that he quotes in Or Zeruah, who in one place has the Mashmos, maybe this Dafka day 8, but elsewhere, it's not much, by the way, if it doesn't sound like there's any hechreyas anywhere to limit this lo bizmana halacha to day 8. Okay. The Shach points out over here also, Sivkat el Ches, Mishim Sarach Bita, Papilu Ein Labas, Dinahachi, the lo plug, Upashu. Another thing that's Pashu. First thing that's pashit is day 8 doesn't mean to the exclusion of day 9. And the second thing that's pashit is that this is a low plug. Sraf bita is an expression of the normal concern. The normal concern would be that if you have a daughter in the house, so she's going to learn from the mother. But even if you don't have a daughter in the house, there's a low plug. It applies across the board. It's an absolute zera under all circumstances. Unless there's situations where we waive the zera, as we'll see. Rav Avadya is Mitzayin the Yerushalmi. That may imply otherwise. Yushami is in Megillah Perek Beis Halacha Hay. Yushami has a line Nidash Avert Mana Tavelas Bein Bayom Ubein Balayla. So a Nidash Avert Mana can go to the mikvah both in the daytime and the nighttime. Taman Amrim Afilu Avert Mana Lo. And then they said, in Babel they said, that even Avert Mana you can't go to the mikvah in the daytime. Nidnei Chamosa. Or Mibnei Chamosa, Mibnei Kalasa. What does that mean? For the Shlomo Kluger in the Tshuva Elul HaShlomo, Chela Geradeya Simin Reish Lamed Aleph, Elifach Shlomo Yoredei Reish Lamed Aleph. He says the following to Yerushalmi. He says, "We have the expression of Srach Bita. So, if the Yerushalmi were to parallel our expression of Srach Bita, the Yerushalmi should have said Mimnei Kalasa, that you're not allowed to go to Mikvah daytime because you're worried about your daughter-in-law. The Babli says we're worried about your daughter, and the Yerushalmi would say you're worried about your daughter-in-law, but it's the same concern." That someone's going to see you going to the mikvah in the daytime and draw erroneous conclusions, not realizing that there's a distinction between daytime on day 8 and the daytime on day 7. So Shlomo Kluger says, well, why does it say Mimnei Chamosa, Mimnei Kalasa? Because of your mother-in-law, because of your daughter-in-law. So he explains, Yishami is saying that a mother-in-law is not allowed to go to the mikvah Bishmini because of the daughter-in-law. And the daughter-in-law is not allowed to go to the mikvah Bayom because of the mother-in-law. But the Yerushalmi is telling you two cases of concern rather than one to show that there's no low plug. That we're only worried in these specific cases, but we're not worried about a general low plug. If there's a low plug, so just tell me one case, just tell me Kalasa. Why do you have to say Chamasa and Kalasa, Kalasa and Chamasa? That's telling you these are the two cases we're concerned and there's no low plug.
Does she have a daughter and no daughter-in-law?
So if she has a daughter and no daughter-in-law,
maybe you're that. Once you said there's no low plug, then
right.
Oh, I mean, you could just read the Yerushalmi and just say that we're just concerned about all cases. I mean,
yes, you could. Yeah. Right. So that's the deal. That I'm not presenting this as a definitive. Either way, if that's the Kavanah of Yerushalmi, so we assume like the Babli over the Yerushalmi. If it's not the Kavanah of Yerushalmi, fine. But that was just an interesting suggestion of Shlomo Kluger. Then maybe there's a diak in the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi doesn't subscribe to this low plug. Okay. Fine, so let's go back to our Gemara. So our Gemara says, so the answer is Evan of Yisrael Yochanan, that neither Shalom Ismana can only be Tavelas by Yom because of Sarat Bita. Okay, now the Gemara has certain instances in which, in various communities, various Amoraim allowed for Tefillah by Yom under extenuating circumstances, so we'll come back to discuss those details next time. Then the Gemara has the following. Amalei Rav Papa, Abaye v'Rava, Michti, Ha'idna, Kulu, Safik, Zavos, Shavini, Rabbanan. So nowadays, you're talking about a Nida Daraisa. Nida Daraisa, who counts 7 days from the beginning of the Riyastam, and then as long as she's clean at the end of seventh day, goes to the mikvah at night. So there we're concerned about Srach Bita, that if we allow her to go to the mikvah on day 8, then someone may get confused and go to the mikvah on day 7. But nowadays, where all our women are Safek Zavos, so even if we were to treat a given woman as a Nida, so Lamai says she's already way past day 7, so why can't you go to the mikvah on day 7? Srach Bita only makes sense where a woman me'ikara did is a nida, and then if we allow her to go to the mikvah by yom on day 8, someone may get confused and go to the mikvah by yom on day 7. But nowadays, even if you were to go to the mikvah by yom on day 7, it's not really day 7. It's not day 7 of nidus, it's day 12 of nidus, it's day whatever of nidus, way past day 7. So why should there be any concern Srafita. Good? Is that everyone going to do the Gemara? Okay. The Gemara answers Mishum Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon introduces another concern of Acher Maisa Tidhar of Shema Yitava Lidei Safik. We're worried Shema Tirva Tistor that, okay, we treat a woman as a Zava. So the Ikra did, a Zava can go to the Mikvah on day 7 proper, Mikvah Sayom Kukulo, but we're worried about Shema Tira Vitistor. Maybe she's going to have a Riyasam later in the day, and then it's going to be Soser the Shivanakiyim, and then she'll be in trouble. Okay, Machlokas Balitosos is the Zeira on the Tefillah, is the Zeira on the Tashmish, whatever it is we'll discuss. Shema Tira Vitistor. Okay, so again, let's review the Shakra Torah of the Gemara. The Gemara initially introduces a statement of the Amoraim that a Nida cannot be Tavelis by Yom Day 8 because of Srach Bita. Then we're asked, that's very nice when you have a Nida the right. But nowadays, Kulan Satik Zavos, so even if she were to go to the Mikvah on Day 8, even if she were to go to the Mikvah by Yom Day 8, and some of you get confused and go to the Mikvah by Yom Day 7, big deal, she's not a Nida the right anyway. So why are we concerned about Srach Bita? So our answer is Reb Shimon. We're concerned about Shema Tira Batistor. Okay? Well, what about Srach Bita? And now that we answer Shema Tira Batistor, so do we totally reject a concern of Srach Bita? It sounds like we rejected it. Right? So what's the simplest reading of the Gemara?
That's
Rafita's balance, but that would just still just on
day
8. Why? Oh, meaning because
now the chash is that on day 7 it'll only be... Meaning because now day 7 is really day 7, so Rafita's...
Right.
So what's the simple reading of the Gemara? Everyone's
walking
out. Other simple
reading was day 7,
each respected day 7 for Nida and Zava has their own problem. Okay. And if she can miss all that, I mean, at least for sure by Nida she misses day 7, so day 8 is a problem, Srach Bita up to day 7.
Yeah.
And then now for nowadays, day 8, which is, I mean, post her Shivanakiyim day 7 should be day 12, but, right, the day after our current Shivanakiyim day 7, which should be like day 13, might still have a problem with Srach Bita, because on Maisa we don't let her go on day 7.
Yeah, Pashup Shan the Gemara, right? Forget about Teshvanas. You read the Gemara, Shaka Vitarya. So, is there Xera, are we concerned about Srach Bita on day 7? Are we concerned about Srach Bita on day 8? Right? What's the simplest reading of the Gemara? How do you see that?
That's the Gemara I said right away.
And now the Gemara asks the question, why are you concerned about Srach Bita? Now Kulan Safik Zava say, Kulan Safik Zava say, right? The Gemara answered, no, we are concerned about Srach Bita. The Gemara said, no, we're concerned about Reb Shimon.
Oh, I don't know. It was asking why are we concerned about Srach Bita now the end of day 7?
The Gemara said, why are we concerned about Srach Bita at all? Right?
Harry,
you just said...
Harry, there's no sad going to make my day 7 at all anymore.
I'm Nida. Even if you were to go to make my day 7, you're not a Nida, so it's not a problem.
I mean, not the real day 7.
Right.
Okay. Alright, so you're saying that we get rid of that.
So what... Yeah.
Wouldn't Srach Bita be an issue later on?
Why? Why?
You don't have an issue of
Shemitah,
you don't
know. So then it should be
Mutilagamri.
How do you know?
Really clear,
how do you know the Srach Bita? The Gemara didn't ask a Kasha. The Gemara asked a Kasha, why do we have Srach Bita anymore? Now Kulan Savik Zava saying.
It seems that that was taken care of. Srach Bita is only on a later day.
The Gemara asked the question, why is there ever Srach Bita, right?
There could be one good answer that this day 7 is problematic for whatever reason, so now after that Srach Bita up to day 7.
Okay, so who learned the sugya? Okay, someone learned it, yeah? The question is, what's Pashat Shabbat in the Gemara? Is there Sraf Bita on day 7, is there Sraf Bita on day 8 Lameskana?
No.
Okay. That's what the Ravi asked. Well.
There's two,
I'm sorry?
Depends on which.
Okay, so that's how the Ravi learns the Gemara. The Ravi in Simon Kutz, we don't usually start with the Ravi, but the Ravi in Simon Kutzadi. The Ravi learns the Gemara as such. The Gemara initially says, neither Shalom is mine, you can't go to the Mikvah Bayom because it's Raf Bita. Then the Gemara asks, one second, nowadays, everyone's a suffix Zava anyway. So why are we concerned about Raf Bita? In other words, says Rav Shimon. It says the Rav Yah, Hilgaf Nira Li. Divismana ze the Yom Shvi Asura Litbo Lichatila Mishun Rav Shimon. So nowadays, on day 7, we're concerned of Rav Shimon Shemet Yer Vitistor, so you're not allowed to go to the mikvah on day 7. Aval Bayom Shmini, the Hainu Yom Shiva Akar Shiva Nikiyim, Yechola Litbo Lichatila. Afilu Blo Ones, Vitsina of the Gunvi, the Mishum Rav Shimon Lekel and Migzar, the Kosher came to Mishum Srach Vita. Right? So what? Maskanas the Gemara. The Gemara introduces Rav Shimon to explain why you can't go to Mikvah on day 7, but the Gemara totally rejects Srach Vita. So on day 7 you can't go to Mikvah because of Rav Shimon, not because of Srach Vita. And day 8 you go to Mikvah by Yom Lechachila, because Rav Bita is rejected lahalacha. Rav Bita is only relevant when you have a nida deraisa. Nowadays we have no nida deraisa. There's no Rav Bita, and you go to the mikvah lechatila on day 8 bayom. So says the Rav Yah, and I think that's the smoothest reading of the Gemara. Now, before we go to the mainstream sheet of Rishonim, who didn't learn the Gemara that way. Let's just go to the other extreme first, and the position of the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor in the Hasagos on the right of Bali Nefesh is more extreme than the Ravia Likula. The Baal HaMor learns that not only can you go to the mikvah the Yom Hashmini Bayom nowadays, you can even go to the mikvah Bayom Hashvi'i Bayom. Because the whole Chumah of the Gemara is only the Inyan Taros. Once again, the Baal HaMor limits halacha to Taros. It doesn't make sense. Tvila bismana mitzvah. So, at the expense of tvila bismana mitzvah, you're going to prevent a woman from going to the mikvah by yom? Because of what? You're worried, number one, maybe she's a zava. And then maybe she'll be mishamish by yom. And then maybe she's going to be Sosara. So these are all chashashas that build one another. And what right do you have to be? So Machmir, the Gemara is only talking the Indian Taurus, and now the Indian is for the Bible. Yeah. That's what all the other Rishonim say. Yeah. But that's a Baal HaMor presentation. Yeah.
Baal HaMor is then going to have to hold the whole Shabbat in Kiyam is really only the Indian Taurus. That's the way. That's the sheet that he's writing on here?
Well, he also had the Chiv Vedikos for the Indian Taurus, he still has the Chiv of Shivanakiyam.
Sorry?
He also had the Vedikos for Taurus, he still has to do Shivanakiyam.
But the end of the, we're concerned from right. Shimon to the end, that the last few hours of that seventh day. So he's holding up the last few hours.
Well, she's not in either, she's in Zavah.
Right, so the whole Shivanakiyam for Zavahs is only going to be Linyan Taurus, not Linyan.
No, Shivanakiyam, we say next Liam Kukula for Zavah.
Right, but if she's
so that's an unlikely possibility, so we're not concerned about that.
So he's not concerned about
right. No, Shimon is only Linyan Taurus, he says. Now Linyan is from the Bible.
Oh, we're not closing Shemin here at this door.
Right, Linyan is from the Bible. Correct. Or Linyan allowed you to go to the mikvah because the whole concern of Shemin to Shamish Bayom is Chashash Rechoka, and everything builds on one another. So the Sheet of Hamor is not accepted. The Ravi is not as extreme, but the Ravi understands that nowadays, Tefillah B'Zayin Yom Shvi is also because of Shemin, Yom Shmini is Mutter because it's Nosra Afrika. Now, all the other Rishonim don't learn that way, right? Tosfos here is explicit. Yom Asa Mishum Sraf Bita. Lekal Afushe Dafka Vinita Asa Mishum Sraf Bita. Shetei Sfura Shu Shvi V'Tifo V'Shvi V'Tishav Shvi K'Kare Tavo Zav Afila Bita Sfura Shu Shvi Lef Yisur D'Raisa El Chasha Shiba Alma Shematira Akha Shetifo V'Yo Shvi. Don't say that. After all, Rava allowed for tefillah b'yom under certain circumstances, but b'stam would be usher, even though Rav is after the concept of zera. So it must be that the concern of Rashi applies even b'zman hazeh across the board. Bein benida, bein bezava. Yosef, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. So how do these Rishonim learn the Gemara? Explain.
Yeah, I thought it was also that if we the real concern is the Sabbath day.
Right.
Hold that.
Right.
And if we're looking at Allah, we go on the eighth day Sofayom, then show us doing that the seventh day also the Sofayom is also okay. She doesn't know what day the Bita doesn't know what day the Eid is going.
Right. Meaning that the Sraf Bita is up to Reb Shimon. And if we allow a woman to go to the mikvah on day 8, then her daughter is going to think that you're allowed to go to the mikvah by yom on day 7, and then she'll go to the mikvah by yom on day 7 and not be concerned about Reb Shimon of Shama Tiravatifta, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what the Rashba says here explicitly in his Chidushim. That's how I have to learn the Maskan of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Reb Shimon, there's a corollary to that, which isn't explicit in the Gemara, that once we have Reb Shimon, so we still are gozer Sraf Bita, even though it's one step removed. It's no longer Sraf Bita that if you allow tefillah on day 8, then a woman is going to the mikvah on day 7 when she's a nida d'araisa. That we're not worried about because there is no nida d'araisa, nikra din. Rather, we're concerned that if we allow her to go to the mikvah on day 8, then someone's going to draw an erroneous conclusion and go to the mikvah on day 7 in violation of Reb Shimon's concern of Shema Tira V'Tister. Isn't this a chashash rechoka? Isn't this a gzeira l'gzeira? So the Rashba says when it comes to Achi of Kares, we are not concerned about, or will even be gozer gzeira l'gzeira. That's the Rabbiyah is explicitly against that. Rabbiyah says, don't tell me this because that would be gzeira l'gzeira. And the Rashba says, no, when it comes to a potential Isser Kares, then we're not hesitant to be gozer a gzeira l'gzeira. So those who shown him, and the way we assume l'alacha, will learn that our Sraf Bita is still a slightly different flavor and perhaps less potent than the original Sraf Bita. When it comes to a nida d'araisa, the Sraf Bita concern is stronger. But nevertheless, even with Manena, there is a Sraf Bita concern, even though it's toned down a notch.
According to Rabia, why is there no more concern in Sraf Bita? Like, what, just me, Sarah, we don't care
about? Because, what are you concerned about? She's going to Mikvah on day 7? Good! What's wrong? What did she do? She went to Mikvah on day 7.
Meaning, our current day 7.
Our current day 7.
No shash,
she goes to Mikvah on day 7, so she'll violate this Kumar Rib Shimon of Shem and Shem with Yisr. That's a Xeru Xeru.
So,
Shem and itself is a Xeru, so that's a Xeru Xeru.
Can you say one more time, like, why the reading worked according to the... Yeah, you're saying that the Gemara should have given the answer, why can't we go on day 7 and it's Sraf Bita?
The Gemara doesn't talk about Sraf Bita anymore. The Gemara question is, why is there concern nowadays? What are we concerned about being covered by Yov? There's no more problem with Sraf Bita.
Right.
The answer is, you're right. We're talking about Reb Shimon, different consideration.
Meaning, we should have been concerned, the reason we shouldn't be able to go nowadays during day 7 is just, should have been because of Sraf Bita?
At least day 8. It should have been, or day 7. Right, the Gemara's question is nowadays that everyone knows Safek Zavo, so why are you concerned about Sraf Bita?
Right, meaning...
So what's the word to answer? So, the Rabbi Yonder said, in the family, we're not concerned about Sraf Bita, we're only concerned about Reb Shimon. and Shrapi does not Lamaisa anymore.
He's like, Gemara is asking why we can turn Shrapi then to 8 after day 7.
Why we
can turn
Shrapi to ever? Right.
And the Gemara's answer is, in the Hanami, we're only concerned about day 7.
In a Hanami, we're not concerned about Shrapita, and we're only concerned about Rav Shimon on day 7. And the Gemara's question was, nowadays, Lippa Lina B'Yamama D'Shviya, so why can't you go to the Mikvah on day 7?
Saying because it's not me
the day 7,
it's not the rest of
Kalam's
on day
7. Right.
So I don't
know what
you said,
and just
said, because it's
there,
they're
Rabbanan.
Right. But
if there's a concern
of Shrapita,
so tell me Shrapita.
I mean, the answer
should have
been
Shrapita.
The reason we don't go to
Amikvah
now
is because
the answer
should have
been
because of Shrapita. Well, the thing I said, the Rabbi and Rabbeinu Tam also, the Sefer Yashar, they learn the, I think everyone learns, I don't think anyone learns otherwise. The question in the Gemara isn't why. You know, the premise was, you can't go to the mikvah, right? The member of Rav is Bein Bizmana, Bein Shalob Bizmana, Eino Tavelas El Balaila. Right? So it means day 7 and day 8, you have to go by Yom. You have to go by Laila. Another question is, one second, now that Kula Savi Zavas Shavin Rabbanan, why can't you go in the daytime, even on day 7?
And our new day 7.
Right.
The answer should have been, we just said you can never go to the day because it's Rafita.
Right.
Meaning that you couldn't go on our new day 7 because they gave 12, it's Rafita, not the real day 7. So the fact that it didn't say that shows that we don't ever care about Rafita anymore.
You know, Rabbeinu Tam also, Sefer Yashar, writes, explaining that question, the Kabbai, Mifti, Sathik Zavos, Ninu, Mali, Intis Rafita, Mali, Intis Rafita, where the question is, since Evan Sabi Zabas, why do we care about Shrapita at all?
Meaning on day
ever. Okay. Well, Mishani, after the Shrapita less, Mishim Rav Shimon Issa. In Achanami, there's no Shrapita, but even though there's no Shrapita, there still is Rav Shimon. That's Rabbeinu Tam, who presumably argues on the Ravia, still understands that line of the Shakvataria. It seems like everyone understands that line of the Shakvataria as such. The question is, how do you understand the Maskan and Sagamar?
Isn't
that line about
the specific day? I mean, Kopli Tosa was responding to Rav's Takana, so is that specific day? And then the question whether you extend it to later days, that would be a different issue.
What do you mean?
If you're telling me Rav Tam is going to grieve that Lamaisa, we're going to have Shrapita on Rav Shimon, so then why does the Gemara say there's no Shrapita? Because that particular day.
So at that stage, the Gemara says there shouldn't be Shrapita. So eventually, once you do Rav Shimon, the Gemara is saying, you're right, the original Shrapita isn't concerned anymore, but now we have this lower grade Shrapita. Okay. So, Lamaisa, most Yerushalayim will learn that the Maskan Sagamara, there is both Rav Shimon, and there is Shrapita, which would be a concern, on day 8 as well. Okay. I guess we'll stop here. Fine, so we'll pick up next time with Shita Sabina Tam about Tefila Sanuk Lalaila, the Machlokas Sabina Tam and the Rashbam. Think about the question as to whether Rabbeinu Tam's heter of being tovel samach l'chashecha only applies on day 8 or applies on day 7 as well. For analysis of that, try to figure out what Tosafot here is talking about. And you can take a look at the Sidrei Tara in Sifkat and Tes, who quotes a Chacham Tzvi and an Avodas HaGirshuni. It's the same Chacham Tzvi that we referenced earlier, but maybe you could either look at it inside. There's a Chacham Tzvi in Simen Yud Aleph, and take a look as well at the Aruch HaShulchan here in Os Yud Gimel.